I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. Chances are you've heard of black lung, the deadly disease that threatens coal miners. But have you ever heard of brown lung? On this day in labor history, the year was 1978. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, adopted standards to fight this workplace hazard. Brown lung is caused by breathing in cotton dust. Sometimes the condition was known as Monday fever. Workers in textile mills, especially mills with poor ventilation, are at risk from brown lung. Health officials first recognized the potential threat of brown lung in the 1930s. But it took almost half a century for comprehensive federal workplace safety standards to be implemented on this issue. At the time the new regulations were passed, it was estimated that 35,000 workers suffered from brown lung. This meant that 1 in 12 workers in the industry suffered from this agonizing disease, with another 100,000 workers at risk. Symptoms of brown lung include coughing, wheezing, and difficulty breathing. Severe cases can result in heart failure and death. From 1974 until 1986, the not-for-profit group, the Brown Lung Association, organized around this workplace safety issue. The organization worked primarily in the Carolinas, but also did outreach in Virginia and Georgia. The Brown Lung Association held its first breathing clinic at a church in Greensboro, North Carolina, in 1975. It went on to hold similar clinics in other southern cities. The group ran media and lobbying campaigns to bring attention to the issue. They also helped workers file compensation claims. Thanks to OSHA and groups like the Brown Lung Association, in the 1990s, the number of deaths attributed to brown lung had fallen to 81. According to OSHA, the instances of brown lung have fallen to 0.01 cases per 10,000 workers. The fight to end brown lung is just one part of the struggle to ensure workplace safety in the United States.